Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Finish strong. Finish strong. Finish the week strong. Two great hours. Let's make sure we finish this third one strong. Welcome to the jungle. I'm Jim Rome. I'm live in Southern California. I am in the Quicken Loan Studios. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. Marquette head basketball coach Steve Wojciechowski coming up next segment. We had Darius Butler last segment. We talked to Frank Martin in hour number one. I gave you my picks on some of the games. I'm still looking for your picks. A lot more to get to still yet. Telephone number is 1-800-636-8686. Hit me up on Twitter at Jim Rome. I'm in Dallas this evening for the O'Reilly Auto Parts Store Manager Convention. I've done this the last several years. I'm looking forward to getting back and seeing all the folks there. Hope you're out there. I'll try and hit you up on social with some of the reaction. You can also hit me up via email, Rome, R-O-M-E, at habitate.com. I know some of you want to talk about Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow popped the question, which means Tim Tebow is getting married, which means Tim Tebow ultimately is going to get nice. He's going to consummate this thing sooner than later, I'm sure. Unfortunately, you clones are dealing with this the way I would expect. I'm not really into talking about what's going to happen on his wedding night. I'm not talking about him being abstinent. I totally respect it. I could not respect the fact that he saved himself as long as he did. I don't care. It's neither here nor there. I'm not interested in your thoughts as to how long he's going to last, quote unquote. What the hell do I care about that? I don't. I'm not tweeting any of this. I'm not responding to this. If you want to get into the way he did it and the way he packaged it and the way he marketed it and the way he sold it, I think that's fair game. But for the record, I really don't address other people's faith. That's not my concern. And I could not respect this guy or the choices he's made. Man, the guy's a winner. The guy's such a good guy. Not a great football player and really not a good baseball player. Great college player. But in terms of the way he handles himself, what he represents, the fact that he's virtuous, these are all amazing things. These are great things. The fact that he saved himself, who cares? I respect that. I mean, I saved myself till I was like 9. But I've already talked about that. I'm not going there again. Anyway, the theme question, the trivia question. What was I doing in Ontario for 3 days in a hotel room where I signed a waiver where I was not allowed to leave or drink? Daniel Wheatley tweets, Romy, I live in Chino, and I don't want to go to the Ontario Mills. Steve PHX tweets, you were in rehab. No, I was not in rehab. That's not what that was. Charlie in Goochland, witness protection program. No. Chris no longer in St. Pete. Were you doing an intervention for Jan Michael Vincent? No. At Wire Me 500, Tony Robbins seminar. That's a good guess. No. Denlesk tweets, who is filling in for Alvin while he's mentoring Tebow? Brian C60 tweets, wore Tebow showing up in a singlet when his wife asked him to wrestle. Jorts tweets, they hooked you up on a 3-day timeshare presentation. No. Hedstrom Bacon tweets, did Marty abduct you and go full on Kathy Bates misery? No. Jeremy tweets, were you in Ontario as a chaperone for one of your son's sports teams? No. Jim, you were stuck in a hotel room for 3 days because Axel Roast passed out in the hallway like Snorlax and nobody could escape. Brett from Bugaha, really good at this show. Brett, you suck at this show. Nobody's worse at this show than you, Brett. And no, that's not the answer either. Let's go to a telephone call that's going to make this show better. Buffalo. Rick in Buffalo on a Friday. Hey, Rick, how are you? What's up?
World-class fat-ass Bob Kraft has produced more pond scum than anyone over the last 20 years. and Josh McDaniels is floating right at the top. This D-bag wasted everyone's time announcing he's staying in New England. Like anyone thought for a second you were going to stray from the warm bosom of Bill Belichick, you friggin' baby. McDaniels is your prototypical spoiled Bostonian bitch. Can't make it on his own, so he keeps running back to daddy. Have fun with the scraps the hoodie leaves you in a couple years, because things are going to go about as well as they did in Denver, you friggin' zero. And I can't wait for Sunday afternoon's game, Jim. Every intelligent football fan knows that delusional Patriot dynasty ended when Brady fumbled away the Super Bowl last year. And now we'll get the proper burial. Chargers 41, Cheaters 10. Were Frank Reich being 1,000 times the coach and 1,000 times the man than that bitch Josh McDaniels will ever be? Were Anthony Lynn bringing some of that Buffalo toughness to Foxborough this weekend? Were Silk in Huntington Beach? Get that champagne on ice, brother. Thanks for the vine, Jim. I'm out.
Rick in Buffalo. It goes without saying you'll rack that call. And he's really good at it. Really good at this show. Elevates the conversation. Makes the show better. He's so angry, man. He's belligerent. He's got vitriol. He's got venom. He wants to fight. He's a teacher. And he called his shot. Pond scum. I like Josh McDaniels. I don't like the way he handled that. But nobody in Indy gives a damn. They got the coach they needed. They got the coach they wanted. He wasn't their first choice. The first choice is not always the best choice. Josh McDaniels backing out the way he did was the best thing that ever happened to the Colts because they got Frank Reich. I like Josh McDaniels. They got Frank Reich and they got Matt Eberflus and they've won 9 out of 10 and they're dangerous as hell. That was a good thing. Darius Butler joked about it. He said it. He said, thanks to Josh McDaniels. I think Josh McDaniels is a great offensive coach. I think the guy can once again be a good head coach. They wouldn't be where they are right now with Josh McDaniels. I'm going to argue they wouldn't be where they are right now with any other coach than Frank Reich. I'm not sure I've ever seen a head coach like Frank Reich. Frank Reich was out of the game. Frank Reich was a pastor. Frank Reich does not yell. Frank Reich does not cuss. Frank Reich is pure, man. I've never seen a head coach like that. You know, except for actually, you want to know what? Except for another guy who was there too, Tony Dungy. And it worked. I wonder about McDaniels. McDaniels did not get any of those jobs. So now where does that leave him? When he did what he did to Indy, I thought that was career suicide as it relates to him being a head coach. And then it didn't seem like it was that bad of a thing at all. Like, it's the NFL. They'll overlook it. They'll forget it. If they can get a guy that's going to help them win, it'll be fine. But then he didn't end up with anything right now. So now does he wait for the hoodie to ultimately walk away and take that job? Maybe. Then again, Mike McCarthy didn't back out of anything, and he didn't get any of those jobs. 1-800-636-8686. Let's try Nooch, Little Rock, Arkansas. Nooch, that's a tough act to follow. What's going on, Nooch?
That is a tough act to follow, Romy. And I'm going to go ahead and be the first to say, Rick is good at this show, man. Rick is good at this show like I'm good at rolling. First things first, Romy, this is my first call of 2019, bro, so happy new year. I want you to know that I'm going to bake harder this year than I ever have. New year, new Nooch. Okay. To get right to it, man, this weekend, Philly fans going to drag their fat, alcoholic asses over to the Big Easy. I've seen this before, Romy. These losers are going to flood Bourbon Street with their gamers on, getting plastered, acting as classless as you would expect Philly fan to act, climbing up poles. But, Romy, you can't really blame them, man. They got big dreams. They want to go back-to-back. Philly fan, this is like a vacation until the Big Easy turns into the Big Nasty, Romy. Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara, Mark Ingram, and the GOAT Drew Brees are going to take the field and start burning pools like dried up pre-rolled blunts. They're going to grind that dream up and dump it into a bowl and take a blowtorch to it, sending Nick Foles and his incredible beak back to Philly with his squad of Eagles that are going to be more busted up than Chael Sonnen's face. But hey, Philly fan, it's not all that bad, man. And NOLA, the only thing that's cheaper than the booze is the hookers. Maybe that way you'll get your money's worth. Hey, War, Matt, and Tyler having a beautiful romantic dinner bumping Savage Garden. I'm out.
Damn, Stoner. I was going to say you're pretty good at this show, too. Nooch. Nooch saying, new year, new Nooch, and then he's going to bake harder than he ever has before. That's not bad. He's no Rick in Buffalo, but that's not bad. Ridley Badluck 13 guesses on Twitter. I said, why would I be in a hotel in Ontario for 3 days after having signed a waiver which did not allow me to leave or drink? I mean, who the hell would do that? Ridley Badluck tweets, gotta love that Fortune 109 training class waiver. Wore the best job in the company, was the worst job in the world. My man nailed it. That's what that was. When I got out of UC Santa Barbara, I went into business and I got out of radio for a little while. And I tried my hand at sales. Went to work for the family company. My old man fired me. He said, what are you going to do now? I said, I'm going to go sell. Because if I can sell, I can do anything. He said, I just fired you because you can't sell. I said, hey, no disrespect, Pops. I can't sell what you make. I'll sell something else. I go to a headhunter. Headhunter runs me out. I get offered a job at Harris Lanier, Fortune 109. When they sent me out there, they said to me, hey, listen. Listen to me. This is the job that everybody wants. This is the best thing that we send people out for. This is the golden ticket. Go get it. Went out, got the gig. It was awesome. Then they sent me to sales school. They sent me to the Ontario Hilton. I stay there for 3 days, and they make a sign of waiver. You cannot leave. You cannot drink. You role play. You sit in this class. You go up against 5 or 6 other dudes who think they're going to be good, who think they're going to like their job. You match wits. And then we send you out with some crappy product in a crappy territory and expect you to survive. But when they send you out, they send you out. The office sends you out and says, listen, do not let us down. Every one of the people that we send to sales school wins. It's a matter of pride. You know, it's like the Breakfast Club. Win, win, win. Get the freaking golden pen. Do us proud. Get your ass back here. Take over the world. So I go to the Ontario Hilton, and I lived there for 3 days. And I had a roommate, kid by the name of Scott Emery. Scott Emery was a great guy, man. Loved him. Awesome dude. Good-looking dude. Had a good rep, or good rap. Just had a good way about him, man. Really cool dude. Kind of guy you'd want to go out a few beers with. You know, you could look at the guy and, like, you knew he's a lady killer, good athlete. He was going to be a good sales rep for sure. So I'm motivated. I'm like, man, I got to win this class. I got to win this class. And it comes right down to the wire. And I'm killing it, man. I'm motivated. I'm fired up. Amazing thing was, and you probably won't believe this because I don't know if there's anybody in the history of the world who could say this. I was the one person that I knew that never, ever cheated in high school or college on any test. I just wasn't wired for it. I was not wired for it. And I always prided myself in that. And before I went to sales school, the manager of the office that sent me out goes, dude, Rome, come here, man. Come here. I'm like, yeah, what's up, boss? He's like, here are the answers to the final. Take this with you. I'm like, ah, no, I can't do that. Look, man, you got to win that class. You got to win that gold pen. You have to. Take them. I'm like, yeah, all right. I'm not looking at him. It comes down to the last test, the gold pen for the last test. And I'm sitting there. My roommate, Emery's like, bro, you seem awfully calm. What's going on? I'm like, what do you mean what's going on? Everything's cool. He's like, everything hasn't been cool for the 3 days we've been here. What's going on with you? I'm like, nah, man, I feel pretty good about this. I got this. I'm good. Of course I was good, man. I had the test. I had all the answers. First time in my life I cheated. I nailed that, man. I crushed that thing. I got that freaking gold pen. And then I went out in the field, and after 29 days, I quit, man. Job sucked. Product sucked. Yeah, because I was going to sell a $2,500 answering machine. Emery will back me up on that. But I won that gold pen, man. They can't take that from me. When we come back, shout out to my man Scott Emery and Stewie Bonilla. Stu, what's up? I remember two of the dudes from my sales class. If you want to know the year on that, I'm going to say that year, believe it or not, that year was probably 1986. Dudes. Steve Wojciechowski, Marquette head basketball coach, joins me when we come back.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
I still have nightmares about being in the field, selling and cold calling. Unbelievable respect for people who do that and do it well. As promised, we are talking college basketball. Once again, we had Frank Martin on in hour number one. Right now, we are joined by the head basketball coach at Marquette. He is in his fifth season with the Golden Eagles. Marquette is 13-3. They're 2-1 in Big East play. They're currently number 19 in the coaches' poll. They're hosting Seton Hall tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern. Steve Wojciechowski is my guest. Steve, it is so nice to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me on.
Always good to have you on, Steve. So you're coming off a win over Creighton. Let me start right there. That was Wednesday night. Marcus Howard had a Big East record 53. Steve, you've been around the game a long time as a player, an assistant, now as a head coach. How many performances have you seen like that one?
Never seen anything like it. I have never seen anything like it. And you're talking about a young man in Marcus who a year ago had 52 and has had 40 points and a half earlier this season and 45 in a game. So when you're talking about magical performances, he's had those. But the way the game was going at Creighton and the things that he did given the game situations was just absolutely incredible. And I always get asked, are you surprised by – you know, what he's doing, and I guess I'm past the point of being surprised. He's such a good player that he's capable of making magic happen on the floor.
Yeah, I mean, that's unbelievable praise, but I can understand why you'd say that. And let's be straight about this. It was not just 53. It was 53, and then he had 14 in overtime, and he did so on the road. But then, of course, that game does not go to overtime without a little magic from Sam Hauser. You're down 5 with 8 seconds left, and then you cut it to 3, and then Creighton's inbound pass didn't touch anybody. So you've got a chance to inbound, down 3, 0.8 seconds left. Hauser gets the pass. He immediately shoots a 3. It goes down. I mean, what was that moment and that whole sequence like for you?
Well, it was surreal. You know, the amount of things that had to go right for us and wrong for Xavier in such a short time span. I've never been a part of a game like that, and I'm sure I'll never be a part of it again. I've never seen an ending to a game like the one we had in Creighton. And, you know, we were very fortunate to have won the game. But I'm also proud that our guys never stopped believing and competing, and it's a great lesson to be able to share with our team that you always keep playing through the final buzzer, because you're never, you know, it's never over till it's over. And I know that's an old cliche, but if there's any perfect example of that, I think it was our game versus Creighton.
See, let me go back to Howard for a minute, because I mean, he's such an amazing player, but while he's an amazing player, it's kind of easy to lose track or side of the fact that he's a person who was part of a group of student-athletes who went to Costa Rica back in May to build a basketball court. Now, he could have been working on his game. He could have been focused on himself, but he said that trip put his mind in the right place for the season. Again, I'm really impressed that somebody like that would say something like that. What's it say about him as a person?
Well, as good as he is as a basketball player, and I'm biased, certainly. I think he's as good, if not the best guard in the country. It's eclipsed by his character. I mean, he went on the mission in the summer to build courts in really tough areas, and he gave up really his only 10-day break of the summer between the end of our school year and the start of summer school to do it. So he's given up what essentially amounts to a vacation to, you know, build courts for underprivileged kids. He's also a kid who started a Fellowship of Christian Athletes here at our school. He's just tremendous in the community, an amazing role model, not only for kids that look up to him, but adults too.
You know, he really is a man for others. And, you know, it's that type of person that it's so easy to root for, because he embodies everything that you would want a student athlete to be about, not only on the floor but off the floor. And it's been an honor to coach him. And Marquette and our community is very lucky to have him on our team.
Marquette head basketball coach Steve Wojciechowski is my guest. Speaking of Marquette, you know, it's only January. I know you're not going to plan any parades because of what you've done so far this season. That said, when you look at how important basketball is to the culture of Marquette University and how important Marquette basketball is to the history of college basketball, how good does it feel then to be in the top 20 right now?
Oh, it's great. I mean, obviously, like you said, Jim, this is a place that's got great history and tradition. Tremendous coaches, tremendous players have come through here. Now, as the caretaker of the program, to have our program in a position, if we continue to improve and do the things that we've done to this point, is to have an outstanding season and put ourselves in a position to do some really neat things. We're all very excited about it. Our campus community is excited. The Milwaukee community is excited. Got across my desk today. We're ninth in the country in attendance. We're averaging over 16,000 fans a night, which is pretty incredible when you consider our school is only 8,000 undergrads. So there's tremendous excitement and momentum with our program, and I think it all starts with our players. We got a group that's really easy to root for. They're good at basketball, but you know, I think everybody around here at least recognizes that we got a good group of kids that compete hard, compete for one another, and are trying to honor the jersey to the best of their ability.
Steve, I'm curious. You know, I mentioned you had a great career as a player, and one of the hallmarks of your career when you played was you always seemed so cool and calm under pressure. So if you would, take me back to when you first went to Poland to play pro basketball. How much did you know about what you were getting into, and how calm and cool were you on that flight?
I was scared out of my mind. Mm. Calm and cool would probably be the last two words to describe me. You know, you got to remember, Jim, that was before the world was as small as it is now. I mean, there were no cell phones. I mean, I had to call collect or go to a payphone to reach my family back in the States. The internet was not a thing. Email was not a thing. And so the world was really small. And so when I got off the plane, there was nobody to meet me, first of all.
Wow.
When I got off the plane, and I'm in Poland, and I know my name's Wojciechowski, but only speak a little bit of Polish, and I'm thinking, what in the world did I get myself into? And I just left the friendly confines of Cameron Indoor Stadium and the Duke basketball program, which obviously treats its players at an elite level, and I'm walking into an unknown. So I was scared, but in hindsight, it was a great experience to go through, and I'm glad I did it. And then I was really glad when I got back to the States.
Wow. Steve, I got to ask you, that's a great story. I always love talking to guys about their days and what that was like, because it's so different than playing in the NBA. For example, in some situations, fans were smoking during the game, and getting paid by the team is not always easy. What was payroll like for you back in the day? How did you get paid?
You know what? I didn't, for the most part, which was a problem.
Hmm.
The team that I was on was sponsored by a Russian trucking company. And if you can remember that, at that time in the late 90s, the Russian economy just bottomed out. So it was always when I asked about my pay, you know, like, oh, yeah, we're going to get you next week. We're going to get you next week. And so after about 3 months, I realized we're going to get you next week didn't exactly mean what it meant in the States. So I did get some cash here and there, but I didn't walk away from there with a rainy day fund. Let's just put it that way.
No, I get it. Before I let you go, you played for Coach K. You worked with Coach K. As you look back right now, is there anything about Coach K that you appreciate even more now that you're a head coach that maybe you didn't know about him then?
Well, I think I've always had a great level of appreciation, but you know, his ability to build relationships and maintain relationships over the years. I mean, you're talking about a guy who's coached for 40 years, and you know, if you talk to each player individually, you know, I think all of them would say they have a special relationship, you know, with him. And to consider over four decades that each guy would feel that way is pretty incredible. I mean, obviously, from a basketball standpoint, it doesn't get any better. But from just a personal standpoint and how he cares about his players, That's the thing that stands out to me. And, you know, obviously, Jim, I can't. There's nothing I can do to repay Coach. So for me, you know, my job now, at least the way I look at it, is try to pay it forward to the people I interact with and the kids that I coach.
100%. Marquette, number 19 in the coaches poll. They're having a really nice year. 13-3 overall, 2-1 in Big East play. Marquette is at home where things are banging. They're at home against Seton Hall tomorrow. Steve, really nice to get caught up. I appreciate you coming on this show always. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend. Good luck.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
Always good to talk to you, Steve. Appreciate you. That's a great story about getting to Poland, showing up there, and there's nobody to pick them up. And it's not like it is back in the day, or it's not like it is today. I mean, no cell phones, really little internet. He's in Poland, left the comfortable confines of Cameron Indoor, where they take care of players. He's like, now what? Nobody's coming to get me? Oh, great. Somebody pick me up. How do I get paid? Nice to see Marquette doing as well as they are. As I mentioned, when you think about what Marquette basketball means to that community and what Marquette basketball means to college basketball overall, it is great to see them in the top 20. All right, when we come back, one last segment of the week. It's going to be a busy segment. The flight deck, trying to get through the week that was. I owe you an ATP. I need a huge call. At least one guy wants to clap back at Rick in Buffalo. I didn't get to my Antonio Brown take yet. I want to talk about the Cowboys and the Rams. Something's getting left on the floor. All of that still ahead. Stay tuned. But first, let's get the ATP in here quickly. Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Speaking of which, I will be in Dallas this evening for the O'Reilly Auto Parts Store Manager Convention. I hit that every single year. Looking forward to getting back. I will be in Dallas. Hope I see you there tonight. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. The ATP comes from Brian. Jim, are you watching the Dirty John show on Bravo? My wife and I are anticipating the finale this Sunday, even though I know how it ends. Actually, I'm not watching it. It's on my DVR. I have not gotten to it yet. Been ramping up for Super Bowl. Listen, if it's half as good as the podcast that I did with the author of Dirty John, Chris Gofford, then it's going to be a good watch. The story is absolutely amazing. It's an amazing story, and it all went down not far from where we are. So it's hard not to get caught up in that. You want to check that out. Ep 17, the Jim Rohn podcast with the LA Times columnist Chris Gofford. It is an incredible crime story. If you haven't heard this, I would urge you to check that out. Ep 17 of the Jim Rohn podcast with Chris Gofford. Really, really interesting. Fascinating crime story. So I've not seen that show yet, but it's DVR'd. I've got a lot of things I want to get to once Super Bowl is over. Like, I'm pointing everything towards after Super Bowl. After Super Bowl, I'll get to it. You know, like, Josh in Detroit. I'll get to your call after Super Bowl. Actually, bro, I was going to get to your call right now. Dude, you're on hold the entire show. I was saving it until the last segment where I was going to bang multiple calls. I was going to roll calls in the last segment, Josh, and you were going to be first, and then you hung up. Listen, call back. Call back and you've got a chance to get back into the rotation. Josh, what are you doing? How do you stay on hold for the entire day, the entire week, the entire month, your whole life? And then right before I'm going to come to you, you hang up. You want evidence of that? You think I'm just kind of messing around? No, watch this. Parody Larry. We go to the phones. Josh, it could have been you and it should have been you. But you hung up and now Parody Larry gets to be on the air. Josh, for real. Hey, Lawrence, what's up?
This is the day to be a Clef fan. They were looking good, and now they are on.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
Adam Hawk, never too late to check in with you. I guess I could try and figure out what the hell that was, but I'd rather ask you, what the hell was that?
I have no idea. What the hell was that? Larry has been wanting to do that parody since the national championship. He hung out all day. He previewed the parody with me, and he's never had a bad phone connection. He's had bad songs, but not bad phone connections, and then he just was not ready to go at all. That was his worst. He, like, ran himself, or he forgot his lyrics. I have no idea what the hell that was.
Yeah, he seemed like he forgot his lyrics. I couldn't even make sense of that. Like, that, what parody was that?
It was Steely Dan.
Well, that's one reason why I couldn't figure that out. All right, so parody Larry. I mean, he sounded like...
That sucked. That was terrible.
Well, they all suck, but I mean, that especially. Like, did you forget your lyrics? Did the phone cut out? I don't know. But you don't know what that was.
I have no idea, and I apologize for that. Josh, look what you caused, buddy.
It should have been Josh. All right, Hawk, have an amazing weekend. Try not to do anything stupid. Steely Dan's another one. I've mentioned this before. Like, for whatever reason, that's like the most critically acclaimed band from that era. I just don't get it. I don't get that. You want Sacrilege? I don't really get Queen either. I know. That's a reason to go for a lot of people. Nothing against Freddie. Just not my deal, not my bag, not my thing. But neither was Steely Dan. And neither was Larry as a parody artist. Larry, how are you not ready, Larry? You've been trying, like Hawk said, I hate to agree with Hawk. And believe me, I hate to agree with Hawk. Hawk just said it. You've been on hold trying to get that thing done for so long, and then I come to you and you're not ready. How about that? Josh is waiting. I go to him and he's not there. Parody Larry is waiting. I go to him and he's not ready. Damn, fellas. Way to pick me up. Speaking of ready, flight deck, are you ready to roll the week that was? Then go ahead, deck. Let's see what you got. We are live in Southern California. I'm Jim Rome. Hope you had a great weekend. What's going on? Welcome to the jungle. All right, so wild card weekend. Four games. Each one had something that blew your mind. And even if the first three did not do it for you, then the last one, Philadelphia at Chicago, had to.
Yeah! Touchdown, Golden Tate!
By the Super Bowl MVP, Nick Foles.
Of course he did. Because that's what Nick Foles does. He goes from good quarterback to unreal in pressure moments. And he's doing it again. Charles Robinson joining us.
That was a moment where he had to be perfect. He's perfect on it. This guy goes on a run to the Super Bowl again. Man, that's going to be an interesting conversation.
Nick Foles and Frank Sinatra both need specially constructed underwear to conceal their massive dong.
Ah! Frank Sinatra's got nothing to do with nothing. Parky's not the reason that your life has not turned out the way you had hoped. You are. Unlike some of you, he handled that with complete class and dignity.
Emailed.
Wore double doinking on the first date. Dana Holgorsen is my guest.
Got to work hard to get it to the next step. Wasn't facing anything any different than what we did here the last 8 years at West Virginia. Going to do the same thing at Houston.
You've got a quality quarterback in Russ Wilson. Man, put the ball in his hands. Pete Carroll.
Really disappointing that we put out the 2 minutes before half in football. To be that far behind the sticks with penalties and all that.
Anything else? Terry, you made it in. Hi, Terry. How are you?
Thanks, Jim. Welcome. I am welcome to be in the jungle for the first time. Appreciate it.
What a scrub, man. That's a new one we can't have.
Emailed.
Yeehaw, Jimmy Crackhorn. Dagnabbit, Jimmy. We've been having us a boot scooting, hollering, hooting, heck of a good old time here in San Francisco. And cousin Darla needs another one of them dang old over-the-shoulder boulder holders. You're not drinking, and you're training for a marathon. And you're on a diet. Shouldn't you be peak health? Hawk, you should be able to work 18-hour days, not 18-minute days.
Tungavaloa gets tickled. What a play for the Clemson defense.
It was
a nice swift ass kicking.
Dabo did not just put a clown suit on Nick last night. He ran a lap around his program.
For me and my Clemson Tigers.
It would be very easy for me to come and pile on Imagine Dragons. They had almost as bad a night as Alabama. So whatever that check was, I hope it was big and I hope it cleared. It was so bad. That 40 is my guess. What kind of odds would you put on there right now of there being a Clemson-Alabama 5?
Even money. I think there's a great chance that it happens again. Absolutely points toward Clemson-Bama 5 next year.
Email.
The only thing more explosive than the Colts is Hawks diarrhea. Chad in Orlando. That's great, Chad. Stay strong with that second grade mentality. Alvin, Cardinals hiring Cliff Kingsbury. This is where that league is headed. Surround this guy with good veteran assistance, and you can once again get some juice back in the desert. Either way, it's a big swing. I'm into it. I can't wait to see how it goes. Rodney Harrison is my guest.
Jim, let me tell you something, man. I've always watched you for years. Always had a lot of respect for you, man. It's always so kind and courteous to me and giving me a platform to always come on, man. I appreciate you, and I think you do a wonderful job.
Email.
Did you just say that Bruce Arians had the look? I thought I had the look. Signed, Roxette. I will allow that. Shaka Smart, my guest. Your coaching tree, how much pride is there for you in seeing the success that these guys have had?
Not so much pride, Jim. It's just more being happy for them. I'm just appreciative.
Burlington! Cedar Rapids! Clinton! I want to hear from the Quad Cities. Are there any Lumber King fans out there? We were talking to Cliff Kingsbury for a couple of more moments. What do you say to Trojan fans?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I turned down a bunch of opportunities to be a Trojan and go to USC, but this came up, and it was just one of those once-in-a-lifetime opportunities that I couldn't pass up.
Who got Mackenzie Bezos Instagram or Twitter?
Always be closing.
Man, always be shooting your shot. George McPhee is my guest. Grant Napier.
When you're done with him, he looks like what would happen if Ron Howard got a bunch of Botox. So this is pretty much as good as it gets.
That's some serious abuse. You know, it doesn't cost you anything to be nice.
Mike in the Bay.
I think my plan is to go all 1906 and make my brand burning this town into the ground.
Earthquakes are nothing to joke about.
Reverse. Look at him take off.
We're talking Melvin Gordon.
After he did that, we went crazy, man. He was like, man, the energy I got from that, I was just so jacked. You know what I mean? That's just what it's, you know, that's what it's all about, man.
You had Joe Flacco on the sideline, not Joe Montana.
Hey! I just wanted to let you know that my man Toby in Houston says hello.
Banana shake.
Jim, thanks for having me. I'm a big fan of you.
Freddie lives in the kitchen.
Deuces.
You twerp.
Go Tigers.
You don't want criticism, then play better.
Take care, man. Go Cowboys.
Flight deck. Can I get a deck of yeah? 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000.
Good night now!
Yeah, 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 yeah!
That's incredible, Flight Deck. That's amazing. Like, you couldn't pop one sound bite, yet you got that thing together. Absolutely incredible. Have you found Give Me Back My Son?
Give me back my son!
Dude, that is a rally for the ages. Why do I think that maybe Alvy left you a little present before he left? Tommy from NC tweets, I didn't get to Queen either. Signed, Princess Diana. Tommy, I said I didn't get Queen. I didn't say I didn't get to Queen either. I said I didn't get Queen. You know, like I didn't get Steely Dan. Wow, bro. Princess Di Smack. It's a hell of a way to go into the weekend. Let's go to Casey in Pensacola. Speaking of weekend, I guarantee this cat's weekend has started. I already know without knowing. Casey in Pensacola. Casey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Romy Rome?
What's up? What have you been doing? Casey, what have you been doing today? What's up?
Oh, you know what I've been doing? Hanging around.
That's what I thought.
Drinky, drinky.
Hanging around. So what's on your mind? What do you got?
I just wanted to call and let Parody Larry know that they're selling 30 gallons of buckets of macaroni and cheese at the Costco. It's a wet dream come true for him.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
Hey, James, I know you've been waiting all day long to ring somebody up like that. What did he do that was so wrong? Didn't he just say, I may need to hear that again, which I know is too much to ask of you to play that back. Didn't he just say there were 30-gallon buckets of macaroni and cheese at the Costco, and it's a wet dream for Parody Larry? I don't know. I mean, that's, would Alvy have run that? W-W-A-R-T. Would Alvy have run that? What would Alvy have done? I don't know. I probably would have allowed that. Casey's done worse, James. Notice how when I'm being stern, I call you James. James, I know you sat there all like, wow, boss, I really want to run somebody. I really want to drop the hammer on somebody. That'd be great. Oh, no, we're into our last segment. Oh, there's Casey. He drinks too much. I'm just going to run him no matter what. Let me hear that one more time. Bro, your gigantic head is going to explode. Leave it alone.
They're selling 30 gallons of buckets of macaroni and cheese at the Costco. It's a wet dream come true for him.
A wet dream come true for him. Anyway, huge call today brought to you by Heat Branded Products. They are designed to keep your fuel system flowing even under the harshest conditions. Remove water, raise MPGs, clean the fuel system. Heat, baby. My thanks to Steve Wojciechowski, Darius Butler, Frank Martin, the XR4TI, the Flight Deck. Got some great divisional matchups. All four games were amazing. Let's be sure we talk about them on Monday. I'm going to jump a bird to Dallas right now. See you next time. I'm out.